I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could read your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read that one. Right here, right there, right now. That's right.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject 2 is company, but is 3 always a crowd? Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been in a relationship for 5 years with a man that thinks we are exclusive. I'm in my late 40s, and my sex drive has been through the roof lately. My boyfriend is 53, and he's a beast in the bedroom. But he's not enough for me, and he's not as kinky as he should be. Let me stop right here and say that perhaps I need to do a disclaimer with this letter. If you have small children, you may not want them to hear this.
Okay? Even your big kids might not need to hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, I'm scared.
Yeah, let's do a disclaimer with this letter, okay? I'll start back with this line. My boyfriend is 53 and he's a beast in the bedroom, but he's not enough for me. I like saying that, but he's not enough for me and he's not as kinky as he should be. For the first time in my life, I'm a cheater. I've been having sex with a 30-year-old neighbor and it is fun and spontaneous and he gives me the fire that I desire. This is not the only man I'm seeing on the side, though. I have reunited with an old boyfriend, and I know we are going to have sex sooner or later, and I'm ready for him. I don't feel bad about it because my boyfriend cheated on me early in our relationship, and I was all sad and felt like I did something wrong. But now I understand that cheating is harmless if you do it discreetly and use protection. So here's my dilemma. I'm sure my boyfriend may suspect that I've changed in the bedroom because he asked me about a new move that I did on him. I have explained to him that I'm always in the mood and that I've got to have it, but I don't think it's registering to him what I mean. I want to be open and honest with him about my affair with a 30-year-old man and see if he'd be open to doing a threesome. I know men like threesomes with another woman in the bed, but I want to experience two men in the bed. I know this may be a taboo subject, and black men especially don't want to hear this, but what's the difference if it's a man or a woman that's in a threesome with us? How can I bring this up to my boyfriend without him being offended to feel like he's not doing a great job? Well, I don't think he's going to be offended that he's not doing a great job. I just think you're absolutely right. You know, especially about black men, no, they're not going to want another man in the bedroom with them if you want your threesome, Miss Freaky Deaky. You know, you kind of contradict yourself a little bit, too. You say he's a beast in the bedroom, but then you say he's not enough for you. Okay, what is going on with you? Oh, why do you need all of this? You got your man who's a beast in the bedroom. You got your 30-year-old, and then you got this other guy. I mean, when is it going to be enough? What if the threesome isn't enough? You know, I mean, what's happening with you? Your freakiness could, you know, get you in a lot of trouble with this relationship you're in now. This man, if he really cares about you and you took him back, so, you know, maybe he's trying to make it better. You said he was the first one who cheated. If he really cares about you, he's not going to want to see you with another man, or in your case, men. There are double standards. Sorry, you know, they're just double standards. That's just how life is. You know, we can't do what men can do. Men can't do what we can do. There are double standards, exceptions to every rule. So I think, I'm not condoning this. I'm not judging you. But I just don't think your 53-year-old man who is a beast in the bedroom is going to be down with this. I just don't see that happening for you. So you're going to have to, get your freedom and your experience and your freakiness off some other kind of way. Tommy or Jay, let's let Jay go. Steve's not here. It's going to be Jay Junior Tommy responding to the strawberry letter.
All right, now.
Yeah.
I can kind of relate to this letter being a beast. I can relate to that part.
Beast.
Being the beast that I beast. Am.
You know. Oh.
I'm older, but beast is a beast. I'm just an older beast. I understand she's dating a beast, so uh-huh. I relate to that part, being
but
a beast.
But are you enough of a beast?
I don't know. I've never been asked to bring in another beast while I was beasting. So I got that part. I understand that part. But here's how she might be able to get what she wants is another beast. She got a younger beast and an older mm-hmm. beast. And the older beast is not going to go for this. The only way a threesome is going to be enticing to him is if we turn the threesome into a ninesome, and the other women are just more women. A ninesome.
Never heard of that.
So there's two
like
men, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's seven women. That means with the seven and the one beast, he won't pay attention to what you're doing, because he'll be so busy beasting the other seven women in the room. So if you increase to a ninesome, maybe the beast might go for it, but other than that, he ain't gonna go for it. I don't see it happening. And this is coming from a beast. Okay?
A beast.
A beast.
Keep it right, beast.
I hear a lot of laughter in the room when I say
you do.
And when I say I'm a beast. Beast.
You laughing yourself.
It's not funny to me. It's not funny to me.
All right, we got to go to break, Mr. Beast. But when we come back, we'll hear from Junior and then from Tommy. Subject of today's letter, 2 is company, but is 3 always a crowd? We'll have part 2 of this letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
Beast mode.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject two is company, but three is always a crowd. It was written by a woman who says she's in her 40s and her sex drive has been just through the roof lately. She's dating a 53-year-old man who's a beast in the bedroom. These are her words.
I know.
But then she says it's not enough for her. It's still not enough for her. He's not as kinky as he should be. These are her words. She's saying that he cheated on her before, and now she understands, you know, about cheating. It's fun because it's spontaneous, and it's cool as long as you're protected. These, again, are her words. So she's into cheating now. So she's also doing a 30-year-old neighbor. She's got that going for her. And then some guy that she's getting ready to hook up with who's from her past. They haven't had sex yet, but she sees that on the horizon. But her biggest issue is that she would like a threesome with herself and two other men, these two men. And she's wondering if her 53-year-old is going to go for it. And she wants to know how can she bring this up to him without him being offended or being feeling like he's doing a great job, not doing a great job. What you got for us, Junior?
You know, Shirley, I'm be honest with you. I'm listening to this letter. I'm quarantined. I've been here for 2 months. This
You're
letter too much for me. I've been here by myself. This way
quarantine.
Too. I'm not saying supposed to be on this letter. I can't do this. It's too many numbers in this letter for me.
Quarantine
I
love.
Can't do it. It's too many numbers. 5 years, 53, 30, 40. The second time, threesome, two men. Who's on first? Second time around, first, last, everything. I can't do this. This too many numbers. And I'm in here by myself. I just want to be in that number. If I can find, do you have
in
a card number?
Number.
Yeah. 10 digits that we can call you from. I can't do this because I'm in here by myself. I've been looking at this tree. I'm thinking about grinding on somebody. She need to call me. Forget
I'm
the
tired of that tree,
can we get
Junior.
The phone? I'll wait my turn. Somebody need to touch me. Somebody need to take their hand and put it on my chest. I've been here 2 months, 67 days. I've been by myself. Somebody need to do something. This is the wrong letter. Tommy need to take over.
All right.
It's too much for me.
Thank you, Junior. Let's get stupid. Let's get stupid. Come on, nephew.
Oh, my God.
Well, it just so happens that I am 53 years old, and I am a beast. Okay?
Another beast.
So let's get it together. You know what? You got to get this out your system, baby girl, because it's in there strong. So you need to go places where it's a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? You need to go, like, movie theater, 250 people right there. Get this out your system. Somewhere like that, you can really explode.
Ain't nobody at the movies
she
right
can't go
now.
There right now. She'll be there by herself.
Oh, ain't nobody there? Okay, cool. Okay, let's go
Corona.
To the grocery store.
Hello,
go
pandemic.
To the grocery store. It's at least 700 people in the grocery store at one time. You can get your groove on in the produce section at the grocery store if you work it out right. I'm just saying. Now,
what?
the malls have reopened. Hello. I don't know if they had this store where you at, but go to Dillard's. Not only can you get a sale, you can get rocked in Dillard's by at least 1,500 people at one time. I promise you.
Ain't that many people.
Social distancing.
You don't think it's that many people at Dillard's? Okay, cool. You know what just opened back up? Wear your mask. Now, I want you to protect yourself.
Be safe.
Go to the zoo. Lord have mercy. If you go over there by the bear section, it's at least 80 people in the bear section. You can look at the bear and the bear look at you because the bear is what? In beast mode. And you can watch yourself in beast mode and the bear at the same time. Do I have a witness up in here? I
Amen.
Know I'm going
Amen.
Somewhere. You got to go where there is a lot of people because a lot of people will give you the satisfaction that you are looking for. That's all I'm saying. What I hit the grocery store. I hit the movie theater. I hit Dillard's. Carla said ain't that many people in Dillard's. I went to
Not
the
right
zoo.
Now.
They had the
Not
beach,
right
though,
now.
Tommy. They had the beach. They had
oh,
the beach.
Oh,
yeah.
The beach.
Yeah,
Guess
the
what?
Beach.
If you go to the beach, everybody is already halfway naked. You already where you want to be. You know? Like, you're going to get some sand in some places that shouldn't be there, but don't worry about that. Walk out there to the ocean, rinse it off, come back, start over again. You can get your groove on in the Gulf this weekend. The Gulf.
She's too much.
This weekend, right before hurricane season, you can get it right there in the Gulf this weekend with at least... They had
you don't
at least
mind
3,
having sand in
the
it, that's
Gulf.
The place to go. I hear, if you don't mind having sand, go on down there. Yeah.
Can I just ask y'all something? Go ahead, Junior. Anybody have a phone number? I need one.
Junior,
I've been in here
quarantined.
I don't think you want this, though, Junior. I don't think you want this.
Tommy, I just told you, I've been quarantined 6-7 days. Somebody need touch me.
I understand. But she looking for two men at one time. And that is where you draw the line. With a brother like myself. I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, but you need to find two men that like men so you can do what you want to do. Hello.
All right, guys. That's it. Thank you.
So you got two beasts and a lonely man. Okay.
Yes. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, trending entertainment news. Jimmy Fallon has apologized for wearing blackface 20 years ago. We're going to talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.